last verse in that chapter, although we'll have one more lesson, I think, on the whole chapter as a summary. So 1 Corinthians 13:13. In this particular chapter, I'll give a little quick review. The first three verses showed us the necessity of charity, why it's so important. And then verses 4 through 7 showed us the nature of charity, and I think there was 15 character traits of charity there. Verses 8 through 10, I just gave some simple principles through those verses. And then verses 11 through 13, we looked at the maturity of charity. In verse 11, we talked about we are to mature in our love. We mature in our communication, we mature in our understanding, and we mature in our thinking. There are way too many immature believers today. Last week, we looked at verse 12, and I said something like we need to have a magnifying glass because our vision is unclear, or our vision of ourselves is unclear. We look through a glass darkly, but then face to face, and when we see the Lord, then our vision will be clear. But I want you to notice now verse 13. This is an amazing statement. Look what it says. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Now let's think about that for a minute and put it in context. Faith is an amazing thing. We are saved, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by grace through faith that we are saved. It's by faith that we are justified. In Romans 5:1, Paul said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only that, but it's by faith that we walk with the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And then by faith, we overcome the world. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And then it is by faith that we please God. Hebrews says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now that's 6 things about faith. I could preach that outline right there. It's hard to imagine something greater or more important than faith. But yet the end of the verse says, the greatest of these is charity. Now, it's hard to imagine something greater and more important than faith, but then we also have hope here. And so, hope is vital. Hope allows us to rest, even when we are facing distress and persecution. The psalmist said in Psalm 16:9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices, my flesh also shall rest in hope. It's hope that gives us a reason to rejoice. In Romans 5:2, the Bible says, by whom also we have access by faith unto his grace, wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. It is hope that keeps us from being ashamed. Paul said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And then hope gives us patience to keep on waiting until we receive the promises, until we receive the blessings that we need. I mentioned this in chapel a couple weeks ago to the young people, but what we call, or maybe it was upstairs, I forget, but what we call from the time we get the blessings of God until those are finally realized, that's that gap in there, that's our walk with God. We just keep walking with God. Now, hope gives us patience to keep on waiting until we receive the blessings that we need. And Romans says, but if we hope for what we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Now, it's hard to imagine something that is greater or more important than hope. And it's hard to imagine that it's something that is greater and more important than faith. Yet as wonderful and important as faith and hope are, the Bible says here in verse 13, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So it says charity is greater than faith, and charity is greater than hope. Now, I think that's an amazing statement. When you think about everything associated with faith and everything associated with hope, how awesome charity is. There's another verse in the scripture, I'll just mention it tonight. It's one of those statements like this one that kind of amazed me. Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he's told them basically they were talking about him going away, and they didn't want him to go away and all that. Finally, he says, when I go away, you're going to do greater works than I do. Now, it is hard to imagine how anybody can do greater works than the Lord himself did. And it's kind of hard to imagine, man, when you think about faith and hope, how can charity be greater? Well, I want to give you three thoughts on how it can be greater. Charity is greater than faith and hope because it can be seen. You can see charity. You can't see faith. You can't see, well, you can see that faith, but you can't see hope. We got anybody in here? We got a kid in the school named Hope. I'll have to mention this in school one of these days. But faith and hope are primarily internal. Charity, while it comes from the heart, is expressed externally. Charity is the driving motivation force that puts faith and hope to work and demonstrates their existence. Charity is visible because charity demands action. Charity cannot remain silent. Charity cannot remain inactive. When it sees a need, it takes action and it does something to help meet that need. Now, you read earlier along with me in Mark chapter 2, the first 12 verses, and the very last phrase where it says they never saw it on this fashion. I can promise you nobody ever seen it on that fashion before. When Jesus is teaching in a house, four friends brought a sick man to be healed. But the house was so full that they couldn't get inside. And so they take the guy up on top of the roof. They cut a hole in the roof. They lower him in to see Jesus. Now, I want to say something. Did they have faith? Sure, they had faith. Did they have hope? Absolutely, they had hope. Hope did not let them give up when they walked up and saw this humongous crowd and said, "Aw, we can't get in." Hope said, "There's a way to do this." Faith said, "Get him to Jesus, because Jesus can heal him." But greatest of all with these four is their charity. It's their love. You see, for without love, they would have never picked up their friend and carried him to get help. Charity is greater because charity is visible and charity requires an action. And that's what they did. Now, charity is greater than faith and hope in that it proves the existence of faith and it proves the existence of hope. So here are these four guys. You know what? We got hope. We got faith, but we're going to do something about it. We're going to put some feet to our prayers, however you want to say that, and we're going to get this guy into Jesus one way or another. And so whoever house it was, they had to do a roof job when they were done. But what motivates faith? Love, charity, it moves faith to give to those who have needs. Charity treats rich people and poor people alike. It causes us to care for the widows. It causes us to care and have a burden for the bus kids, to go out and to get them, to give our time to reach the lost, to give our time to reach, to meet the needs and to serve the Lord. Charity takes action. It can be seen. Secondly, charity is greater than faith and hope because it's permanent. Now you think about this. Right now, I need faith. I've never seen God, but I believe that God exists through faith in his word, and I need faith right now. I have never seen Jesus, but I believe that one day I'm going to stand and face to face with him right in his very presence. I've never seen heaven, never even had a dream about heaven, but I believe it is the Bible just says it like it is. Streets of gold, gates of pearl, river of life is there. I think they're all real. By faith, I believe that. But one day, I won't need faith anymore. It'll be replaced with sight. I'll be there, and I'll see those streets of gold, and I'll see the Savior face to face. Today, I need faith, and today I need hope. I need to be able to look forward to the fact that one day I will experience the joys of heaven. Hope gives me a reason to endure affliction. Hope gives us the spirit to rejoice. Hope gives us the patience to wait for the precious promises that we have been given but are not yet realized or fulfilled. But do you know one day I won't need hope anymore? Romans 8:24 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it?" So there's going to come a day when we won't need faith And there'll come a day when we won't need hope. But even that blessed day, when faith and hope are replaced by sight, charity still remains. Only this time, it'll be perfect. You see, in eternity, we're going to perfectly love God, and we are going to be surrounded by His love all the time. Now, the Bible teaches us that during the millennial period, we are going to return with Jesus to the earth as He reigns from Jerusalem. We will be given assignments to serve Him. I don't know what we will be given to do exactly, but I'm looking forward to a world with a perfect government. And I'm telling you, this might be a revelation to some of you. We don't have a perfect government. It's hard to believe it. We will perfectly express charity to each other in that day. We ought to start practicing it that way right now. Now, last week I said, I do not always love people like I ought to love people. One day I will. One day charity never is greater than all of them. You know, it'd be nice to start now, seeing charity is greater than faith and greater than hope, and it will be a permanent way of life forever and ever. So biblical charity, agape love, is seen, it's got action, it's permanent, and it's greater than hope and faith because it's profitable. It's profitable for me, and it's profitable for others. Now, I need faith, and I need hope. I need them for my daily walk with God. Charity is profitable for me, but it's also profitable for others. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 8:1. You probably know the verse. Charity does what? Edifieth. It never says faith edifieth. It never says hope edifieth. But it says charity edifieth. You know what charity does? It builds up the body of Christ. It encourages people. By faith, my sins are forgiven, and that benefits me. By hope, I'm encouraged to be patient with others and continue on and wait for the promises that God said I'm going to receive. By charity, I reach out to others and show them God's love. The first two are primarily for me. The other one, charity, helps me to reach out and show people the love of God in a real and practical way. Everyone benefits when somebody lives a charitable life. Look back here, if you would, please, ahead, chapter 16 in 1 Corinthians. It's laid out, I think, rather nicely here. 1 Corinthians 16, beginning in verse 14. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. Now, that's charity in action. It's not primarily for your benefit, for the benefit of others. Stephanas was living charitably, giving gladly to meet the needs of others. He had faith, and he had hope. But it was charity that led him to addict himself to the ministry. You see, charity is profitable to others as well. That charity that he had profited Paul. And that charity profited the church at Corinth. Now, not everybody appreciates your faith. In fact, some people flat out reject your faith. They can't stand your faith. Some people don't like it when you don't want to wallow in hopelessness and misery right along with them. They can't stand the fact that you have hope. But you know, it's really hard to resist charity. It's very difficult. Some people just can't do it. It's hard for someone to say, oh, that dirty, rotten person just was a blessing to me again. You know, nobody does that kind of stuff. I wouldn't think anyway. You know, sometimes the best way that we can witness to people is to love on people. We've witnessed to them. Think about your family members. You've witnessed to them and witnessed to them and witnessed to them. They've rejected your faith. You've shared your faith. Most of them have rejected your faith, like mine perhaps. That's what family members do. You've shared your hope. They don't show any interest in that. But Jude said this, on some having compassion, making a difference. Now, since charity is that important, we need more of it. Charity like this is not natural. You know why it's not natural? Because we're selfish. We want what we want. Therefore, I said this a couple of weeks ago, we need to mature in love. It's matured in an atmosphere of faith, and it's matured in an atmosphere of hope. Where faith grows, love often grows. That's true with hope as well. Where hope grows, love grows. And a person with great faith will also have great hope. And then they will start to exercise great charity toward others. Let's not be so consumed with ourselves that we forget to show charity and love to others. Charity is matured by growing your personal faith. Now, this is an easy question. How is our faith grown? Faith cometh by and the hearing of the Word of God. That's how you grow your faith. And you become a doer of the Word also, James said. You read the Bible, you study the Bible, you meditate on the Bible, you listen to preaching and teaching. The missionary that was with us to Hawaii, they stayed here for quite some time, so I saw him in the office quite a bit. And when he does his devotion time, I mean, sometimes he only gets through 3 or 4 verses. That's all the Bible he reads that day. And then he spends an hour digging into them and digging into them and digging into them. That's what he does. He studies the Bible. You need to spend more. If your faith is weak, let me give you some advice. Bury your face in the Bible. It'll help your faith. And when you do, more than faith will grow, your hope will grow. And more than your hope will grow, your charity will grow. We had a guy that used to come to our church, Dominic Soldata. Remember him, Bill? Great guy. I text. You know when we text? We text every year right before fishing season. He sends me a text. Been out fishing, Pastor? Man, I miss that. I'll call him or he'll call me. He misses snowmobile season too. Always mentions snowmobile season. I'll have to send him a couple pictures just because I can. But anyway, but the thing he loved the most, mission conference. He just loved mission conference. So he could make everybody a meal every day. He just gave and gave and gave. Now he sat over here about where Jessica's sitting for, I seem like forever. Finally he got saved. And then he started growing in the Lord. And man, this guy just grew in the Lord. And then he just became, in my opinion, and I don't know everybody, but I knew him pretty well. He just became one of the most charitable person I've ever seen in my life. So we're hoping for a snowstorm. Jimmy gave it a good hearty amen. Dominic bought an extra snowmobile. He bought a brand new one for him to ride, which was way, this is another story, but he didn't need that snowmobile. But he bought a second one. I think he paid just under $5,000, between $4,500 and $5,000 for it. And you know why he bought it? In case somebody in the church wants to go for a snowmobile ride, he's got that snowmobile for him. Remember that, Bill? That orange one he had. And I rode it once. Mine was broke or something, so I rode that. You probably rode it. Did you ever ride it? Yeah, we all rode it. I don't know that he ever rode it, but everybody else rode it. He just couldn't do enough for people. He learned charity. He had no faith. He got saved. His faith grew, then his hope grew, and then his charity just kicked in. And man, his kicked in a high gear. It was really something. That's how we ought to be. We ought to be living charitable lives. And if you buy a nice snowmobile and you want me to try it out, I'd be more than glad to do it for you. But all right, let's pray. Father, we need hope. We need it today. We need faith. We need that today. But we need charity. One day I won't need any more faith. I'll be right in your face to face. One day I won't need any more hope. All the promises of God will be realized. But charity never faileth. Charity is permanent. And I would pray that as an individual and as a church, that we would continue to grow in our charity and expressing love to others and not always be consumed with our own selves. God help us In Jesus' name, amen.